550 KMAN.
Hey, good Monday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And last week on Friday, I thought we ended the week with our best show ever, and I thought it was a nice way to end the week. And now we get to start the week with what I think could be the top In Focus of all time. No pressure. No pressure to our guests. But our guest today, Dr. Justin Thomason with the K-State Veterinary College, and also later in the program, the last half hour, we'll have Sally Bailey, and Emily True with K-State Theater talk about some of the partnerships they have with Manhattan Parks and Rec and some productions coming up here this month in April. But right now, got Dr. Justin Thomason with KSU Vet. Welcome. Good morning.
No, thanks for having me, Brady, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to represent the Veterinary Health Center, and just wanted to share with you some of the common heart conditions that we encounter in veterinary medicine.
All right. And I think you were telling me before we came on air that usually like February is heart month, but really every month is heart month.
No, exactly. So, you know, the theme, I think, with people is making February heart awareness month. So February, obviously fitting for that. So at K-State, we adopted that as well with the other family member. So dogs, cats, horses. We want to make people aware that veterinary patients also have heart conditions that are common, and we'd rather people be proactive rather than reactive, so we try to promote that, and I think that's a good month to do that. But like you said, every month's heart month.
Indeed. Everybody has a heart.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to keep going, whether it's February or not.
Exactly.
When you're talking about heart health, especially with animals, you talk about kind of being preventive and being on the lookout for maybe some early signs and stuff like that. If there's trouble, what are some of those most obvious signs, I guess, you can look for?
Yeah, and I think this time we're kind of talking, I've always talked a lot about dogs when I visited the show, so I wanted to do more cats. And especially being in Kansas with wildcats, probably proper that we do cats. But so with cats, their heart disease, very insidious because they hide their conditions very well. So a lot of times you don't know they have a significant heart condition until it's too late. So one of the ways of looking for that in patients is encouraging people for a yearly wellness exam. So visiting a veterinarian yearly and having them have physical exams performed. And part of the physical exam for the lungs and heart is going to be auscultation. So they'll listen to the heart. And one of the things that veterinarians could pick up in cats with heart disease is a heart murmur. And we would encourage, not all heart murmurs indicate there's heart disease, though. It's very common for cats to have a heart murmur, and it's benign. It's what we call physiologic, which just means that anytime you have a cat that's really stressed, you can hear a heart murmur, and it's just the blood going through those vessels. That's benign, but it could be a marker that there is a heart condition, and one of the common heart conditions in cats is hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. So we would encourage people to, if they, you know, yearly wellness exams, auscultation of the heart, and if there's a murmur detected, that they follow up with additional testing to make sure that indeed, it's one of these benign murmurs and not hypertrophic cardiomyopathy.
And that's something that's probably tough to say 10 times.
Exactly, yeah. And the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, common in cats. It's one of the common, it's genetic. So it's common in certain breeds. So there's certain breeds of cats that have a high prevalence of this hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. So Maine Coon cats, Sphinx cats, ragdolls, very common that they get this hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, but it can occur in other cats as well. And basically the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, it's just a thickened heart muscle that's genetic in its origin. And that thickened heart muscle can result in heart enlargement where the left atrium gets dilated. And then when the left atrium gets dilated, they can have blood clots, or they can develop congestive heart failure where they start getting fluid in the lungs. And those patients will typically present, if they throw a blood clot, they would have paralysis of their back legs, typically. It's the most common place that they would throw a clot is in those back legs. So they'll be paralyzed, very painful. And then if they develop congestive heart failure, they'll often have symptoms of respiratory distress, so more labored breathing. So in cats, not once they develop heart disease, usually it's pretty advanced because they're so good at hiding their symptoms. So a little different than most dogs. Most dogs will cough and have symptoms that are early that you can detect for prior to them developing congestive heart failure. Cats, they're tricky. They'll hide that disease very well, and you won't know they have significant heart disease until it's really advanced if you wait on symptoms, which is why we encourage people screening cats with heart murmurs. That way we can detect it early because there are therapies available.
Imagine that cats can keep some things close to the vest, right?
Exactly. They can hide it very well.
Is there, when you're talking about some of these diseases that you mentioned and some of these symptoms that you mentioned, is there an age to kind of zero in on or to be more aware, I guess?
Yeah, any age cat can develop it, but it's probably more common in younger cats to middle age, so probably 3 to 8 years of age is common when they start developing the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. So it tends to be more common in young, middle-aged cats, but certainly could develop in a geriatric cat as well.
Brady Bowman here with Dr. Justin Thomason with K-State Veterinary Program. Again, phone lines are open if you do have any questions that you have. This will be the man to answer them. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And again, with Dr. Justin Thomason with K-State Vet and with the Veterinary Health Center, I believe.
Right, the Veterinary Health Center, exactly.
And how are things going over there? I'm pretty busy, I'm sure. Prime is just always pretty busy.
Yeah, we stay pretty busy, and we've expanded our emergency service. So we've now have more staff and faculty available that are seeing emergency patients on the small animal side. Of course, we have large animal emergency as well. And internal medicine, we have all the different specialty services that would be available for people, also available for pets as well.
And I guess just to remind some folks, when it comes to some of those emergency services, if they are needed, what is the usual protocol on that? Is it kind of all hours, a 24/7 sort of thing?
Or? Yeah, it's a 24/7 emergency service, so we're there all the time. Ideally, if it's not too critical, it would be, you know, we recommend people call in, obviously, to kind of give the clinicians and staff a heads up. But obviously, if it's something that's very demanding, by all means, just come into the emergency service. And we got a full staff there that would be able to take care of all the emergency needs of any patients.
All right, let's go ahead and go to our first break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more with Dr. Justin Thomason here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 24/7 response from Restore of the Heartland.